From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
G'day, this is Victor Kilo 4, Golf Romeo Bravo Gary of the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club. On the 15th of July 2023, the ABC Southern Queensland radio station held an interview with Jake, a VK4JRA, the publicity officer and vice president, explaining what the hobby of amateur radio is and some club history on the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club.
Wow.
So back in the early 1980s when the club was first established, we were called the Dalby and District Amateur Radio Club. But in the early 2000s, we renamed to the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. There's a bit of history that goes with the Bunya Mountains name. Mm. Back there was a bad fire at the Bunya Mountains National Park one year, and the rangers, they had very ordinary communications between their vehicles during the bushfire. So us being an amateur radio club, they got into contact with us and said, "We are looking for some temporary better communications. Can you help us out?"
Wow.
So we set up a repeater for them on the highest point of the Bunya Mountains temporarily for them to use. And the improvement was that great that after consideration, they decided to build a proper communication site there. And sort of as a thank you for us helping them, we got a permanent spot at the site where we have two repeaters and anyone licensed is welcome to use them.
Wow. Just goes to show the significance of this technology that, you know, it's great that you guys can use it as part of your club and it can be fun, but there is a, you know, a life and life and death situation where this technology is used. Of course, I imagine it stems back to like world wars.
Yes, it does. It does. So a lot of commercial businesses, they don't have the means to do long-distance communications if the conventional systems like mobile phones and stuff go down. Amateur radio is one of the last standing organisations that can do long-distance communications.
Oh, good on you, Jake. Tell me, do you welcome new members? And if so, what do they need? Do they need specific gear if they're getting involved, or how does that process work?
We welcome any new members. They don't need specific gear or anything to start off with. Anyone interested is welcome to come to our meetings to get a bit of a feel for what it is that we do and who we are and to meet all our members. Once you do join, if you do become licensed, obviously then to get on air, you're going to need a radio as well. But they range secondhand ones. You can pick them up for $100, for example.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for giving us an insight into your club this week, Jake.
That's all right. No problem. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Jake Abbott is the Vice President of the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club, explaining a bit about amateur radio, but also the importance and significance of it and the bit of fun that they have at the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club. If you have a club that you'd like us to feature as part of Meet My Club here on the ABC, send us a text 0487 993222.
Hi, this is Craig across Newcastle. Queensland from VK4WIA. You're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Redcliffe Club car boot sale. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Redcliffe Club will hold our annual car boot sale on Saturday, the 26th of August 2023 at our clubhouse at Kippering in the city of Redcliffe. Vendors in at 7, breakfast is at 8, gates open at 9, the raffle is at 10:30. $10 per car boot or table, gold coin admission. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au for more information. Thank you and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is good news that the ACMA has granted the holders of standard licences access to the whole 6-metre band. Whilst there have been many amateurs seeking this right for some years, it is still a mystery why we haven't managed to grant access to a similar range of frequencies to our foundation licensees. Within a pursuit that internationally is defined as a self-education activity, This seems to defy the logic of lifelong learning. I know that many old-timers and self-appointed gurus tenaciously cling to the idea that restricting operators both by power levels and modes as well as band access provides some sort of incentive to work towards a so-called higher level of qualification. Certainly we can see this in the case with the transition from the CB band into amateur radio, where the former is tightly prescribed in its operations and the latter is given more latitude. One is based on having type-approved equipment and the other can only be accessed by being assessed as to competency. For several years now, the United Kingdom has permitted holders of foundation licences to operate on many more bands, and just to prove the naysayers and critics in this country, the sky has not fallen in. Indeed, for those people who pursue their interests in amateur radio, the capacity to experience the various differences between bands and modes is the real incentive to seek more operating privileges. The connotation that goes with tests and examinations is more likely to be negative, and for a recreation that we want to pursue and expand, this very implication will surely be a disincentive. Sadly, there hasn't been too much promotion of AR in the past few years because of various circumstances, but now as we feel a sense of normality returning, we have a great opportunity to expand our thinking and go along the recruitment path. When we look around, the members of this hobby seem to be using up more of the world's supply of grey hair dye, or perhaps it's a sign of nature's progress amongst our members. With ageing comes the natural loss of numbers, and this is the issue that we face. I realise that it becomes harder for many people to continue life as a previously achieved level, but without having more people joining the ranks, we face history like dinosaurs and dodo birds. What we need is a pathway to follow that not only attracts people to get a licence, but to also stay involved and get the greatest benefit of what hams and ham radio has to offer. What we need is a focused approach from us as individuals and guidance and support from those who represent us. Then, with the impending changes to licensing conditions, we hopefully will see an expansion in activities that are available to all members of the amateur radio community, and not just the few. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.